Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you in front of a live audience. On day three of the Bumbershoot Arts and Music Festival in sunny downtown Seattle. Yeah. It's Monday, September 5th, Two Oceans 11. Has anybody in the audience tonight been to all three Doug Loves Movies taping here at Bumbershoot? Yay! Good for you. Congratulations. I don't know if that you should feel like some sort of success. Some sort of... which was your favorite?
This one.
This one right now? Awesome. That's fantastic. I think yesterday was a first on my podcast. Some of my guests were drunk, but I wasn't. That has never happened before, where I was one of the more sober people on stage. And apologies to Kyle Kinane for taking an unnecessary one-inch punch. Yeah, he sort of got tricked into that because he was a little hammered. And I apologize to anyone who listens to the podcast that does not tune in. Tune in? You don't really tune in, but download to hear a bunch of sadomasochistic weirdness. Where's that Bratz poster at? Is the Bratz poster back? Oh, who's your caddy's back? What happened to Bratz? Bratz finally gave up?
Gave up on it.
You gave up on it and changed it to what?
It's
Sarah Jessica Parker, and it says, pick him, he's totally not racist. And his says, the help, and it's a who's your caddy poster that you covered up the help. You put the help over who's the caddy. And there's a monkey. All right, thank you very much for... I thought I'd get through one episode without... racist talk about the help, but I can't wait to see that movie on a plane. I will totally watch it on a plane. All right, let's do this. My guests today are four very funny comedians who came here to Bumbershoot from New York, Los Angeles, and Portland. Please welcome to the stage Sean Jordan, Kurt Metzger, Eugene Merman, and Paul F. Tompkins. Why was Paul just asked me where Scott Aukerman sat on last night's show?
Doug, there's no need to bring our personal conversations into this arena.
Why did you want to know that?
No reason!
Okay. You just want to sit on the ghost of Scott Aukerman and feel his essence and his spirit?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
It's an old theater tradition. You wouldn't understand. Scott and I are theater men, so...
It's so funny. I was just backstage talking about Hamlet, and... speaking of traditions I don't understand.
Yeah.
Kurt Metzger, first timer here on yes. Douglas Movies.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your movie show. Oh, you were at my show earlier, you people, right? With those deaf people. How come they're not...
Yeah, the comedy shows, the stand-up comedy shows here at Bumbershoot, there's been some deaf folks in the audience, so they have a they have interpreters on stage, but...
I didn't mean to say hottest... like that.
What?
Like those deaf people. I wasn't like... setting myself apart from them.
It did kind of sound like
that. It did, right? Because you know what I wanted? Because they have like a translator. That,
yeah, that's
you know,
what I was saying.
They're called a translator. And I didn't think of it, but I wanted to go just smash her hands down while she was like, it's a secret! It's not for them!
What if you...
They get too much!
What if you did this instead? So like while the translator's there, you just all of a sudden start saying, you are deaf, you are deaf, you are deaf. And that's what she has to say over and over and over again.
They don't like that. They don't care for that.
I started speaking in Russian and she couldn't translate it.
Did you have that?
I did not have that. I do not... Look, deaf people have made it clear they don't care what I have to say.
Really?
Yes.
Is that true?
I got
you
a letter.
So visually appealing to a deaf person.
I got a letter one day. Look, you think I don't try? This is for deaf people.
I know. That looks like a deaf, like you came in like a hot air balloon to teach kids about reading and
shit.
That's
right.
That's very stimulating for deafs.
I got that letter too, and the weird part is it was in Braille. That's kind of a weird. Why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Hmm.
Put it all on them. Like they. Why would they do that thing that I just made up?
I sense an unholy alliance.
So good luck to you, Kurt, on your first experience on the show. Do you think you understand the Leonard Maltin game and how to play it?
I came and watched Essay, and I don't, but I'm going to have a great attitude about it, so that's going to carry a lot of it. And I'm going to pick good name tags, not like those jerks, not like fucking Kyle Kinane and Jeselnik yesterday. That just
how do you pronounce his name again?
Shit. Jeselnik?
Oh, okay.
Is how you say it?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeselnik?
I thought you said Jeselnik.
Well, he had a lot of good.
I thought you
jokes.
Had trouble with it, and he picked a shitty name tag.
Yeah, and so did Kyle.
Did Kyle,
just all proud of himself too, like a fucking young Uncle Jesse from a Dukes of Hazzard prequel. And he just marched down with that shitty ass name tag and then passed out.
What made the name tag so shitty?
There are people. Some kid had like a little baseball bat, and somebody had like a sculpture they made, and he just grabbed like some hand marker thing.
It was a fry boat, is what it was. It was grease he just...
Yeah, there's a greasy fry boat the guy wrote Kevin on, and then another person just wrote Alex on the back of a piece of paper that he found.
And this fucking haughty longshore fisherman didn't even look around.
That's Kyle, is the haughty, haughty longshore fisherman?
Yeah.
It's the name of his second album. Eugene Merman is here, everybody.
Hi.
Have you, of course, he's one of the voices on the Very Funny Bob's Burgers. Congratulations on, they're going
to
make more of those.
I'm a voice on a show, too, whatever.
Anyway.
What voice do you do on that show, Kurt?
None on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, you're a voice on Ugly Americans.
Yeah, I just wanted, I just took attention.
I didn't bring that up because it's no Bob's Burgers.
Well, I know.
But it's also great.
Well, I got jealous. I got jealous of Eugene's accomplishments, and I just jumped over it.
Eugene, have you been in or seen a motion picture lately? You can answer either of those.
Yeah, I've seen, I think the last one I saw is... Colombiana, or whatever that movie is called, about the lady.
You nailed it, Colombiana.
Yeah, about the lady who's very mad that her parents were murdered, and she's like, "I'm going to punch you all now."
Oh my god!
And it was written by the guy who did, La Femme Nikita.
Taken, dude, right? The writers of Taken.
Nah, maybe
they said it in the commercial.
I know Luc Besson is involved in some way, but he didn't actually.
Well,
direct
he
it.
Tells the truth about Albanians. A lot of people can't handle it.
A whole family is leaving.
Oh my god.
Was it because I didn't know if I pronounced the name of that movie right? Because I'm sorry.
Let's get out of here.
But I saw that. I saw Captain America. I saw the things where people punch each other.
This episode hasn't been as nearly as offensive as the other days, and we didn't have a family walkout like that throughout those. We
they might have
horrible
all had
things.
To pee. They might all have to pee in a circle or something. You don't know.
For the spell to be complete.
Seattle is not your normal.
There's a lot of babies here.
They have drum circles here. They have pee circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think a circle could solve everything, but it can't, Seattle. It's not all circles and shit.
They're off to get smoked salmon before Pike Street closes. I don't know. And I meant the entire street, not just... Oh, local references. I can never get sick of them.
Does a fish get caught if there's nobody there to see it?
Yes.
What if the one guy is still there, like nobody tells him it's time to go home, and he's just throwing fish to nobody? They come the next morning, it's like there's a big pile of fish. They're like, what happened? My arms are tired. He's just making the throwing motion.
Eugene, did you like Columbiana? Would you recommend it?
Good question, Doug.
I don't know how to answer that. I would say that I liked watching it, but it was pretty dumb. Like it's a story that, like, I love the Bourne trilogy and that sort of thing. But the thing about the Bourne trilogy is you're like, yeah, I get what's I get why that's happening. But in Columbiana, there'd just be like parts where you'd just be like, why? That's, and I wish I had an example. I literally have blocked it from my mind. It made so little sense.
You're like Jason Bourne now.
I am like Jason Bourne now. There's a scene where, like, no one has any photos of this lady, and her, like, weird boyfriend person takes a picture on his phone, and then, like, his friend's like, oh, I'll find out information. Let me call my friend at the police office. And then, like, the FBI gets it. It was just, like, the dumbest thing. Well, sorry I've described it, but also she is awesome at punching people and stabbing them and being like, fuck you.
How do you like the name Columbiana?
I don't. I am neutral on it. I mostly wanted her to punch people and for it to make sense. And when it stopped making sense, I'd be like, come on.
Does murder make sense, Eugene?
It does. Yeah.
Maybe I submit that it does not. Killed. Am I right, Seattle?
If drug dealers kill your family...
Hey, a lot of people in Seattle behind murder. Nope, perfectly sensible, Paul.
As long as it's all Californians, right?
Pander.
Is there a thing?
Let me just say this. If you murder people, say 22 people, and you draw your symbol on them, don't be surprised when they want revenge. Now go see the movie.
You just got to tell them that you murdered everyone in a big circle, and then they'll be cool with it. Oh, we just gathered around them and fucking killed them. Oh, okay.
Are you excited for the movie where Taylor Lautner, is that how you say it? That hairless boy werewolf from the movie?
Oh, yeah, the bear wolf.
He puts the abs in abduction.
Let me just say this. I am not excited for it. I will probably see it.
Yeah. Why does the government keep making these super soldiers? They don't stay on the farm, dude.
Yeah,
they won't.
They always go rogue.
Has that ever gone right?
Did you see the indie version of all those? About the little girl? That was fun, right?
Oh, Hannah?
Yep.
Oh. Hannah sans her sisters.
Yeah. Is that where, like, the girl's like a almost albino, kind of? And she gets trained by Kate
Blanchett?
Yes, Blanchard?
She's very pretty. She's very pretty.
Is that a condition?
She's got that almost albino look. Sean Jordan of Portland, formerly of Sioux Falls, and you can see, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You can see he and I in both of those cities coming up. We have shows there at September 9th. We'll be at the Orpheum in Sioux Falls.
It's a double homecoming for Sean.
Yeah. And then we're going to be at the Helium Comedy Club in Portland. It won't be. He lives there now, so he'll just come over there. And after an afternoon at the skate park, I'm sure. And
you give me shit about that every time I'm on here. I'm the only athletic
not giving you
person
shit.
On
it's
this
just
podcast.
It's just an accurate description of you. You spend time in skate parks. It's weird that you don't have a skateboard, that you're just watching. But October 4th and 5th will be at Helium in Portland with Big Irish Jay, and his One Inch Punch will be there as well. So that'll be fun. Oh, and we're going to be at the Houston Improv October 9th. We just worked that out today. Yeah, they won going, guys. Excited.
I got a lot of shit coming up.
Yeah. Have you been to the cinema lately, Sean Jordan?
Yeah, I saw the Tribe Called Quest documentary. It was really good.
It has. Does it have a name, though? It's called something, right?
Beats, Rhymes, and Life. It's one after one of their CDs. There was a...
Say that
very original.
Slower, even though I think you said Beats, Rhymes, and Lies?
Beats, Rhymes,
it's
and
Life. It's the truth about
life.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was right to make you repeat it. Go on.
There was this part in there where Fife, he's one of the dudes in Tribe, in case you're not aware, and he's got diabetes, and he's talking about taking too much insulin and possibly dying. But this is the way he chose to say it. He goes, you don't want to take too much of this right here, otherwise you might bottom out and play yourself. That's like the tightest way to say you're going to die ever. Certainly don't want to bottom out or play yourself ever.
Wasn't that the official cause of death of that guy from Kung Fu?
Yeah. He bottomed out for like 2 weeks and then he played himself.
I was on the report in those words, if you read the papers.
He played himself?
He bottomed out and played himself.
Look, you can't just play yourself. You gotta bottom out first.
Anybody, here's the thing: if you bottom out, it might just end there. There's a good chance, though, you might also end up playing yourself. Lesson: don't bottom out. And then
we
you'll
did
never
that for
play
like
yourself.
An hour last night.
Cue the school bell sound. Like you're a professor, and we now get to leave. All right.
In a movie.
That was what I was trying to go for there. Paul F. Tompkins.
Hi.
How often do people ask you about the movie Magnolia, including now?
I'm going to say not.
They never...
Magnolia fans back there.
Some sort of weird, crazy noise.
There was a big clang, as if a scaffolding was falling apart. Which may be the case. It is the theater.
There's a trivia game I play every day called Crank that's based out of Austin, Texas, and it's a fun game. Three people here like it. And one time they did this Doug Loves Movies edition where it was all questions about me and my podcasts, and one of the questions I had to tell them, you've got this wrong, because one of the questions was, which one of these people that have appeared on Doug's podcast was not in Magnolia? Mm-hmm. And you were one of the choices, because that's they thought you were not in Magnolia.
Well, who were the other people?
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
And two other people.
So out of four people, I was supposedly the person who was not
in Magnolia.
Are
I wrote back
it?
To him and I said, he's the voice on the phone that talks.
Kurt, yes, I'm in this fucking movie.
I've never gotten through.
Are you not following the
I've
thread of this?
I've never gotten through Magnolia. Never once.
This is an outrage of the highest order.
Well, I'm sorry.
So they listed four people who were in Magnolia.
They listed
basically,
three.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So I had to write back and go, oh, Paul is actually in it. He's on. It's just his voice on the phone.
Yes, to be fair, you do not see me in the movie, but you do hear my voice.
Yeah, so
are
then
you
they...
The
certainly at comedy clubs it says, from Magnolia, Paul F. Tompkins.
Of course. Yeah.
I thought it said...
Seated Magnolia.
Yeah, comedy clubs are saying, how do we market this guy? Yeah. Certainly
Magnolia is
the way.
Key.
That's where the money is.
I saw it on the Improv's website on the little banner ad for an upcoming appearance by Guy Tori. It only just said American History X. It's like,
dude,
come see that hilarious guy from American History X.
Did you see that movie, American History X?
That movie, whenever it comes up, I spend a couple of days trying to forget the scene where he puts the guy's teeth on the curb and then...
Oh, yeah, but that's not even the most offensive shit. Like, the worst part of that is...
that part's pretty awful.
But the thing that's, like, sick about it, like, when they're in the basketball courts, you remember the part where his brother and the Nazis beat the black people and they can never come to the basketball court again? Mm-hmm. And while they're winning the basketball game... By the way, really, white Nazis would beat them at basketball. But they're winning the basketball game and it's playing like this triumphant music, like the opening of a fucking Chris Farley comedy. Like, you're supposed to be joyful that they're finally winning the basketball quarterback. The movie's gross, dude.
It's an unpleasant movie.
What?
But it features some awesome comedy. I've never seen it.
It's not. Ed Norton's got a great body in it, I'll say that, definitely.
Thank God that's out. Thank God you pointed that
on
out.
On the record.
Yes. It's official.
You tell he worked, bro.
Did I ask everybody if they saw a movie? I think I did.
You didn't ask me, Doug.
Paul, have you seen a movie?
Yeah, Paul Tompkins.
I'll only accept the question from Doug, Eugene.
Can I guess what movie you saw?
Yeah.
Lemony Snicket over and over and over again. That's my first guess, based on your suit.
Oh, based on the way I'm dressed.
Yes, that's what I was
getting
at. Oh,
I thought it was a hilarious non sequitur.
No.
Can I ask, based on your eyebrows, how many times have you seen United 93? Well,
I don't like that movie. I don't like those.
Oh, you don't
fucking,
like that movie?
I don't like those. That,
that movie
fucking,
seemed like so much
those
fun.
Those passengers.
Oh, I thought that movie was a ball.
I didn't care for the.
I don't like that
I
movie.
I felt unfulfilled by the ending of it.
It's a movie you could do anything. Why does it have to end the way that they ended it?
I root for eyebrows.
Yeah, why
movies.
Couldn't they?
Why doesn't
it end
with that was a close one?
Yeah. I really do have terrible eyebrows.
Oh, we good. Got it. We got it under control now. Well done, United 93 passengers.
We saved the day!
Now let's read a children's book about goats. So,
if they made a movie of my pet goat, do you think it would be against the backdrop of 9/11?
Oh, yes, of course. That would be going on in the background. The goat world doesn't care about 9/11,
exactly.
But it would be going on in the background.
Just be these dumb goats doing what they do, eating grass and tin cans and whatever. And then in the background, the Twin Towers.
I would like
that?
To add...
Eat your can!
I would like to add that I was... I know I haven't seen it, but I was disappointed to find out that the Smurfs movie did not take place on 9/11. Because I know they were coming to New York, and I thought it would be a cool way to teach kids. Anyway... about global issues.
So anyway, Magnolia, you're in it.
Yes, I play. Okay. I play the role, the voice role of Chad. They actually did film me, but that film did not survive.
Well, it is kind of interesting because it's a long sequence where you're talking. What's his name through something?
Yes, talking to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, and he's panicked and having problems, and you're talking to him about it, right?
Yes, it's a scene fraught with drama, and me on the other end of the phone, I myself was freaking out. While I was listening to, I was in another room of that set.
Yeah.
Listening to Philip Seymour Hoffman doing like this intense acting. There's like dogs barking and Jason Robards is crying out in pain. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. They should have gotten a real person to be in this movie.
Well, then you also had to interact with Daniel Plainview in...
That is true.
There Will Be Blood, which also you must have just felt the same way all over again.
No, that at that point, that was years later, so I was less scared and more excited to be there. But it was wild, like doing a scene where Daniel Day-Lewis yells in my face was really crazy. But then it made me laugh because hearing the rumor that the guy who originally was cast in the Paul Dano part had quit because... he was scared of Daniel Day-Lewis. And I was like, I totally get it. I get why this guy is scary. But then I felt okay about it. Like when he would act at me, I felt okay about it because I would think, I am taking the place of a real actor. I'm taking their job. And that made it okay for me. Like, you can't get me. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Very altruistic. I saw... a movie on the plane on my way up. I had my laptop and I watched Insidious. Insidious would be a totally different word that
people
probably
groan.
Doesn't exist.
It sounds like it's about trees.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Insidious.
I saw Igneous. I didn't care for it.
We're never going to find out what Paul watched.
I saw Inseminate was the name of the movie. And it's about ghosts that get artificially inseminated with ghost babies. And
it's a fucking awesome movie, I guess.
But it's fun to watch a movie like that where there's a lot where the house is like moving, you know, like it's ghosts are making things move in the house and stuff. Because whenever you hit turbulence, can't pronounce anything right tonight. Whenever I hit turbulence, it's like you're in one of those D-box chairs where you know moves around to the action.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. But
does anyone know what those things are? They did that very briefly, right?
I think it still existed at a theater in L.A. They still, you know, you pay a couple extra bucks and you sit in a chair that moves. While you're watching the movie,
it's called D-Box.
D-Box C, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I saw Rabbit Hole, I went and sat in one of those chairs. So. Anytime anybody cried, over their dead your whole baby.
Chair. Your whole chair just trembles.
Dude, you're being
trembles
a real
with sadness
right now.
Who would ever go see that movie? That's about
I don't know
people
why.
Grieving about they... a dead child. Like, oh, what time did it start?
Did you? Is Insidious good? Is that a possession movie? Like, is the kid possessed by stuff?
Insidious or Insidious?
I know. Ooh. Insidious is good.
It's kind of, it's got good parts. I'm not Paranormal Activity movies, all that stuff. I just get so bored with waiting for the thing to pop out.
But do you ever watch actual exorcism on TV? Like when
no,
they do like
I don't
a 20,
watch that stuff.
It's
I,
so
I've,
much less good than a
I'm
movie.
Not scared of the, I'm not scared of ghosts and stuff.
What's that kid saying? Oh, when he made a little special name tag and he fell asleep like a little angel with it.
No!
Oh my God!
Don't do that!
Why would you?
Jesus Christ!
Slapped his face.
He just slapped the guy.
Wow!
Oh, he's a little angel.
Oh my God!
Slap it!
Wow!
You
slap
should
that
have
fucking
let him
angel.
Sleep. We were gonna get a bunch of people to like
Did
touch his dick.
Did he OD or something? What
Wake
was that
up,
all
you
about?
Piece of shit!
Oh my goodness!
My God! I can't believe I witnessed that.
Put your shades on if you're going to sleep. You got shades on your head. Put them on if you're going to take a nap up front.
Yeah, that's all you do. Put the shades on, then just sit like this. No one would know. And no one would have to slap you.
How great is it going to be when you slap this motherfucker back out of nowhere, like years from now, out of nowhere? Just like, oh, all right.
Are you guys
with... I forgot about that.
Dude, it's my mother's funeral.
Are you guys brothers or something?
Are you just really close.
And V-necks and shorts brothers?
For the people listening, one of them looks Asian, one of them looks like a white dude, so I don't think they're brothers.
Really?
It looks like that to me.
I must have too much light in my eyes.
From
to
where Sean's
profile
sitting, those guys are not
like
both
that.
White.
Maybe I'm an asshole, I don't know.
It's fine. None of you look Asian.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Just
Thank
so
God.
No one's offended, nobody in this theater looks Asian.
Well, he kind of did when he took that slap.
I do like to play. We should play a game where we give people the wrong race.
Whatever.
You're Indian now. You're...
In Sean's defense, with the sunglasses on his head, he does look like an agent.
No, an asshole, actually.
He looks like an
agent. He's like a real D-box.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Nice one.
What movie did you see, Paul?
Better be a banger.
I did see the movie Source Code.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
See, that's the thing. Some people like that movie.
Is that cool?
I didn't enjoy it that much. It had been maybe overhyped to me before I saw it. But
somebody out there didn't like it either.
Yeah. I believe a lady just went, me neither. Let's go around the room and each person say what they thought of Source Code.
Absolutely.
One sentence a person. We don't have a lot of time.
Didn't see it. Me neither.
The actor Jeffrey Wright is in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And...
always good, that guy.
Well, here's the thing. I made the mistake of reading his IMDb bio a while ago, and it's super pretentious, and I'm sort of convinced that he wrote it himself. And so now every time I see him in a movie, all I can think of is this IMDb bio, and it makes me, and whatever he does makes me laugh. So when he was in, so the bio begins, quite possibly. The most underrated and underexposed actor of his caliber and generation. So now, anytime I see him in anything, whatever he's doing, because he's really histrionic, like in Source Code, for no reason he's got this dumb arm crutch, right? That he's walking, hobbling around on, and all of his acting is like this. You have to understand, the Source Code experiment is very important. And so all that's running through my head is, quite possibly. So there's this scene where he's trying to get into this locked room because he's the big boss of this thing and somebody won't let him in the locked room, but he's doing like this hilarious, like, let me in this room this instant. You will let me into that room. I am the scientist in charge. I am allowed in every room that I please.
quite possibly the most underrated and underused actor of my caliber and generation.
Oh, thank you.
You want a bow?
Thank you, Eugene.
That
I will take a bow because it's the theater. Oh, it's sort of
the Seattle Repertory Theater presents
Paul Tompkins in as Jeffrey Wright's IMDb bio.
A one man show
the way,
about his bio.
It's a long bio. It could be a show.
All right, well, shall we play a game?
The global thermonuclear war?
Yeah, you know, that's from that movie War Games, so it's fun to say. Because this is a show about movies.
No, I know. I was going along with it.
You were playing along.
Everybody got upset, including you.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just sleepy.
Go take a nap with your boy down there.
I don't want to get my face slapped.
I'm still like...
He nailed him. He just... he's sleeping. Real, slap.
It was a one-inch slap.
Yeah.
It was almost like you were worried he might be dead.
I have PTSD about that experience.
Let's play Build a Title. We haven't played that in a while.
I've never got to play that.
Okay. Well, that's going to be fun. All four of you will just be flailing around. Basically...
Thanks.
But I'll contribute too. There's no prizes. There's nothing at stake here. It's just a little fun game where we try to make the longest title possible as a group, putting titles together. You'll see how it works as we go about it. A movie that was actually filmed or took place in Seattle. I'd like to start with. It's called 10 Things I Hate About You.
That was filmed here.
Yeah. Tacoma. So that's, you know. You go out here and you make a left. And
you guys look like you never make that left.
Well, they don't make that other turn to Spokane, but let's not get into that. 10 Things I Hate About You. So, Paul, we'll start with you. You can come up with a title that ends that begins in the, with the word you or ends with the word 10. Which is, that's a tough one. That's a tough end over there, so you might want to go with the U end.
So tough that I won't figure out a way around it, Doug.
Is he making up a new movie or listing one that exists?
It's all existing movies.
It's all existing movies.
Yeah, and don't try to pull any of this TV movie
The game
crap.
Would be remarkably easy if you could just make them up.
Unless you were trying to make it really funny or something. I don't know.
Eugene, don't prejudge it. You'll see. It's fun.
I think it's great.
If you could make up a movie right now, a title.
The 10 Things I Hate About Unicorns Who Saved the World from 9/11.
That's a good movie.
Does that count, Doug?
Can I tell you a movie I thought of?
Yes, please.
It's a children's movie. It's called All Grandpas Go to Heaven. I just thought of it.
Shall we start?
Yes.
10 Things I Hate About Universal Soldier.
Oh, that was dope.
Ooh.
Damn.
So you don't have to spell it right. You could just sound like.
It's sound like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if the word soldier is in another word, feel free to start with it.
Turns out it is, but we'll see if he can come up with it. We'll go to Kurt, and you can. So now you have to
real quick. How's that game work again?
You have to do a movie that starts with the word soldier,
okay,
or one that ends with the word 10, or the sound of it. Good point, audience member.
A movie that starts with the word soldier or ends.
Get that guy's microphone back, though.
They were handing him out at the door.
Shit, I know movies that end in soldier.
It's funny to listen to people think it's.
And you can drop, you can drop the A or the from the beginning of a title. You don't have to mess with those. That might help you.
I was counting on using them to do this. Friday the 13th, part 10?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think
that there's probably more to that title after that, so that's
Jason. It's not Jason Takes Manhattan,
but whatever it is.
Oh, Jason X.
Yeah, X doesn't sound like 10.
Shit, there was no part 10. before they made Jason X? Like, maybe that was a reboot.
Yeah, I know that's what the X means.
Then you could just be like, how about 10
men? I'm going to slap you with that Bratz poster.
I'm going to have to take a one-inch punch if I lose this.
10 men instead of X-Men.
All right, so...
Yeah.
See, it is a fun game. All right, so Kurt's out. Eugene.
Oh, I got a movie.
Oh, what is it?
Isn't there a movie just called Soldier starring Kurt Russell?
We can't do that. It doesn't add anything.
It's already there.
Wow.
We've already got the word Soldier.
I don't get it. I'm sorry you made those nice popsicle stick name tags because I don't get it. You did a lot of work.
Do you have any, Eugene?
Does it have to be Soldier or 10?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah, of course. Okay, right. yeah, of course. What?
Soldier of Fortune.
No, yeah,
that's
just a phrase.
First of all, that is a magazine.
Yeah.
And a fine magazine.
You can't yell stuff out.
Yeah. Obviously, the phrase Soldier of Fortune came to my mind.
That sounds like a direct to Greco release. Like, I'm...
10.
All right, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Ted Angry Men? No,
it's not.
Angry Men 10.
Angry Men 10.
Did you know
that's the new Michael Bay version of 12 Angry Men?
If that movie was taken, the
Angry
SATs.
Men 10.
I don't know if I.
All right,
movie.
Sean, do you have anything?
No.
Well, he really boxes out.
Believe me, I've been working on it.
All right, that's okay. Wait, I got to write down Universal Soldier. No, that comes around to me. I've already worked this out.
Is there a movie called Martian?
Yeah, I get to play in this one. And Universal
Martian,
Soldier.
Like, isn't that a John Cusack movie called Martian? That kind of sounds like 10, right?
It's called what?
Kind Martian? Of, but I got a
Martian?
Better one. I got a better one.
I thought there was.
It's my turn.
Fine, Doug.
Moon for the Misbegotten Things I Hate About Universal Soldier.
Oh, you could do that.
So, Paul, you need to name something that ends in moon or begins.
Oh, I know what I have to do. Moon for the Misbegotten Things I Hate About Universal Soul Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Let me write that down. Soul journey to the center of the earth.
Okay, so everybody else is out but me, right?
Yeah, the game you two have played, you're winning.
So I'm going to go man in the moon for the Misbegotten Things I Hate About Universal Soul Journey Center of the Earth.
Exactly.
Paul?
I'm going to say... It's not that exciting, but I'm going to say Superman in the Moon for the Misbegotten Things I Hate About Universal Soul Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I'm trying to think of a movie that begins with Earth. There's got to be one. Don't say.
One of the losers has one.
Did they ever make a movie about Eartha Kitt?
No.
All right, Sean, just to move it along, what do you got?
No, I have one.
Oh, okay.
Don't let him go. Doug, this is us.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry, Sean. But I came to play this game.
Not accepted. Not accepted.
Fair enough. That is a thing that can happen when apologies are given.
Like a gentleman, I'm not.
All right.
I shall see you on the field of honor.
I think I have one.
All right.
Superman and the Moon for the Misbegotten Things They Hate About Universal Soul Journey to the Center of the Earth and Fire. Wasn't that a movie?
Earth and Fire?
It's a popular soul
Earth
band, and you're missing
fire?
The wind.
Oh, I forgot the wind.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is a band.
Or is it Earth and Ice?
Can
what
you
was
switch
that movie?
To
Earth
bands?
And something.
Don't know.
Italian, all right. One.
Then I'm out. What do you got, Paul?
I was going to say Superman in the Moon for the Misbegotten Things I Hate About Universal Soldier to the Center of the Earthquake.
Oh. Earthquake.
Is Earthquake a movie that came out in theaters?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Sense Around.
It was an Irwin Allen, mm-hmm. one of those disaster movies.
Yeah, yeah. He also did United 93.
Which I saw in a D-Box.
I don't think there's
any. You know that's based on a true story.
Really? Do you think there's any movie that starts with Quake? Quaker Oats isn't
yeah,
a movie.
Quaker Oats. Yeah, yeah, the movie Quaker Oats.
It is.
In Somebody, fact, let's go through a list of all the...
Go do your job.
Quaker let's, Oats is a movie. Wake up.
Let's run through a quick list of all the words you know. Since we're just yelling words we know now. Young man.
All right, so that's Build a Title. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Woo! All right.
Paul just seems formidable tonight.
Yeah, he really.
Are we yeah.
Now, there are the name tags. Who's your caddy has been changed to the help.
I gotta go for the dude who got slapped.
I gotta There's go no for way. You, London.
Are you guys a team London? Or something?
Come, right. come closer well, to where I am.
Things. Obviously, previously you were a team. What is the name that these spell out?
It's a Luke? Joint.
Doug, right. is this that's, the kind on, of effort you like to see rewarded?
Hold on, oh, that guy wrote one. On himself.
I need an original one, like a super awesome one.
What do you got? No. What is that? What are you doing to Aziz? Whoa, wait, hold on a second. I like that joint, but wait, what is this?
All right.
It's a dude holding Aziz.
Aziz?
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to tell what I see. Well, that joint's pretty good. Hold on.
I always feel like people get so pissed off when you pick
one. Oh, Eugene, your book's here. You could have got...
What?
Your Will to Whatevs book is one of them.
Kurt's That's approaching just on it like, just let's put not that make down. A deal.
That's not even in the running. Notebook paper, you son of a slacker.
Why
son
are you,
of a bitch.
Oh, I already picked this.
Right, I'm going to go with this light-up joint.
I only pick one thing, right?
Okay.
Yes. I can pick two?
But thank you for bringing my book.
All right, look, I went with the joint. Oh, I broke her joint already. Oh, it's just a flashlight. I was fooled pretty easily.
Oh, you thought it was a joint, but it turns out it's a flashlight?
Yeah.
That happens
That's
all the time.
Happened like five times since I've been here.
It's a flashlight.
Look at all this effort.
By there the you way. Go. Yeah, let's start. Let's start down here with Sean. He's got a. It's the robot Bender. From Futurama, Bender, and it says Zach on it.
It does. Yeah.
All right. So.
It's not a fry
that's
boat.
It's a great choice. It's a great choice. A TV character. Who, like, the guy, if the guy in the audience's name was Bender, then that would have been good, but his name is Zach.
I buckled. I tried.
Oh, your last name is Bender?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that.
He's lying.
You can switch that out for my book.
And then Eugene has a big sign that has light-up stars on it and my face, and it says, I'm Doug, and I love movies. And then the name of the person is London,
not
the city. Yeah, so the city, you didn't just get this from the city of London.
I'm not playing for the city. I won't be mailing a book to the city or whatever the city wins.
And this is a former flashlight that they did a little art project on it, put some paper over it. And it says, smoke me, Emily, I'm dope. So,
okay, Emily.
Kurt totally gravitated to that.
Doug, I have a series of popsicle sticks that spell out the name Luke. And Luke is the guy who slapped the other guy who was just trying to help him hold up his goddamn popsicle sticks. And for that, he gets slapped in the face.
Hey, man, will you come hold some popsicle sticks in the front row of the show? I'm kind of tired. Just do it for me. I'll make it up to you somehow by maybe slapping you in the face.
In front of a full theater.
You had a full day.
All right, so... Sean's playing for Zach, and Eugene's playing for London, and Emily is being played for by Kurt, and Paul is playing for
Slap.
Luke. And Paul, in the gift bag, you will get Paul F. Tompkins' You Should Have Told Me, the first stand-up DVD from Paul F. Tompkins.
Thank you, but it's embarrassing when it's not everybody.
Yeah. So that's that not like, a smattering of people.
That
you
was
shouldn't
like
have done that.
1/100th of the people that are here.
Paul F. Tompkins looked at me in 2011 sticker.
Very rare.
So So if you win, make sure that he eyeballs you.
Wait, where are all the contestants very quickly so I can see them? Okay, I looked at you.
What is that sticker about?
That's about if I looked at you, you get a sticker.
Oh.
I looked at you. Is there a fourth person?
Yeah, Zach's way back there.
Shut the fuck up.
So wait a minute.
I looked at you.
So this girl's tits is getting a sticker?
His general direction. I don't think anybody's done that yet as a name tag, right? Just wrote their name on their tit and just whipped it out.
I thought this I actually heard that on the podcast one time.
Well,
maybe they did.
Once you release this podcast, you're going to have a whole lot of scribbled boobies.
It's going to be great. We have copies of two of my CDs, Professional Humoridian and the new one, Potty Mouth, is in here somewhere. And then Kirk brought a book by James Patterson.
I brought a James Patterson thriller.
It's a number one New York Times bestseller.
Yes, that I stole from the green room in the other theater. And so it means like a little bit extra more because it's stolen.
The
you know,
dangerous...
You have anything that you like really treasure because you stole it? You know?
Yes. Like my girlfriend.
It's called The Dangerous Days of Daniel X. And then on the inside, Kurt wrote, is this private or can I say what you wrote on the inside?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
He wrote, dear winner, enjoy this and have a great shit on me.
Best to whoever wins.
Well, what are the odds they're going to read this when they're near you?
All I ask is that you read it over my chest.
Okay.
A post-show shit.
We've also got Paul F. Tompkins' CD. It's a, what do you call it, an EP?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's called Sir, You Have Fooled Me Twice. And then...
I even lost these people on that one. Boy, oh boy, they're dropping like flies.
It's moving around the room. And then Sean Jordan brought copies of, he brought DVDs of State in Maine, the David Mamet movie that no one enjoyed.
Classic.
And,
total classic.
But then he also brought a really awesome movie called Hot Fuzz, directed by a regular podcast guest. So there's all, those are all, oh, wait a second. Can't believe I left this out. Yeah. Eugene, do you want to describe it?
You see, I meant to bring a CD. But I got something much better for everyone. As a gift from catering at Bumbershoot, I have an entire jar of salsa, bucket of salsa, that
pretty
is definitely
big.
Worth at least $30.
An actual retail price?
Yeah. And if any of you win... What? You yelled out.
Say it again. Wasn't worth it?
No.
Death to America.
Well...
the shy terrorist.
The shy what?
The shy terrorist.
The jihad on you.
I autographed it too, so it's valuable.
It's a fat tub of salsa. Okay, you're gonna be glad you got that shit book when you have that salsa. Let's put it that way. We worked out our prize before. We don't just throw stuff in a bag.
Shit book.
That salsa.
I should say it's from the San Juan Salsa Company.
It's enough salsa to have a full-fledged salsa fight.
And then it says type of salsa, red salsa.
Listen, San Juan doesn't have a budget.
Because you can't see it through the opaque...
It's like
for fancy
road
packaging
show.
And naming.
And
it's
then,
a,
and then
a
it
red
says,
salsa.
Yeah, and then it says it's best by 10-3-11.
Ooh, act
so
now.
That, this is
now,
a,
coming up.
This is a fucking... You have 1 month to eat all this salsa.
This is a ticking time bomb.
No,
yeah,
that's
this
just...
Is, this oh is the God. Jack Bauer of salsa.
It's simply when it's best. It'll be passable.
It'll be all right.
Now he's at a local.
Save it for Cinco de Mayo. See what happens.
You can always boil it and drink it weeks later.
That's true. That's what you're supposed to do in a disaster.
That's a hurricane.
Boil all your salsa?
You're supposed to keep your tub full of salsa.
Uh-huh. So that you can use it to flush the toilet.
Listen,
exactly.
You guys laugh at that, but Bloomberg literally told us to do that for Irene.
Yeah. Boil,
I was in zone A, and we had to boil our salsa. Two blocks down, you didn't have to. Zone C was fine.
Doug loves salsa. All right, so we're ready to play the game. We'll start with my friend Sean Jordan there on the other end. Then we'll move to my friend Eugene Merman. And then down to Kurt Mesker. And then my friend Paul F. Tompkins.
Wow.
Most of us are friends.
Okay, we'll be friends eventually. We're getting there. All right, here are your category options, my friend Sean Jordan. It's Michael Keaton's birthday today. Oof. So films that Michael Keaton is not in. No. So Michael Keaton
I've never
movies.
Never seen one.
Michael Keaton movies is a category. And then at Rachel ZG suggested, is she here today, by the way? I think she was at one of the days because she lives in Seattle. Rachel ZG wrote, Danny Elfman is the category. Not movies where he's composed the music, movies that he's in as himself. Composer Danny Elfman. Yeah, I made that face too, Paul. It's a tough category.
Is there more than one in that category?
We'll have to find out.
Ooh!
If you think that, you might already know it if you think there's only one.
I think I might, actually.
And then at Malcolm_Irvin suggested Opie or Meathead, and that's films directed by either Ron Howard or Rob Reiner. Because Doug also loves TV. Which category would you like, Sean?
Danny Elfman.
Okay.
You are an asshole.
Sean or Danny?
Danny, fuck yeah.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that has Danny Elfman in it. He calls this movie bombastic.
That Shaggy documentary?
Yeah, and he also says that the key to the film's success is the lead character is so likable. And it's from 1986, 3 stars, and there are 16 names listed for this movie that has Danny Elfman somewhere in it.
So last time on that Woody Allen jam, I blew it real hard and I gave somebody 15 names. I'm gonna say I'll name it in 16 names. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Yesterday, Wayne Fetterman thought a great strategy would be say, name that movie at this point. And I had to point out to him that all the names would be very helpful in determining who what the movie is. So we'll move down there to Eugene. How many do you think you can get it in?
Oh, I don't know. I think I might be able to do it in 11 names.
Hot shot.
Nice. That's a lot of names,
nice,
right?
Nice 11 jump. Is a lot. That was a nice jump. Now we go to Kurt.
I'm going to go 8 names, but which names are they? Are you going to get like the shittiest names I wouldn't know?
You go from the bottom.
It's the shittiest people. I decide which people are the shittiest.
Is that what it is?
And it's based on, the best actor is at the top and the shittiest is at the bottom. And it takes me, it's a lot of work I put into it. No, I just read from the bottom up. Like we did on the show yesterday when you were watching.
I was,
easy to forget.
It's a complex game. So how many names did you say?
I'll go 8. Just
8. He went 8. So we come to Paul F. Tompkins.
Wait, didn't Eugene say 8?
No, he said 11.
He said 11. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you say Danny Elfman plays himself, or it's just a movie in which Danny Elfman appears?
He's in it, but what else would he play, really?
He would play a dragon if he had the balls. Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure that was not a stipulation.
No. He's in this movie.
Okay.
He's not on the phone like some people in some other movies.
Deep burn.
You said that to your friend, Paul F. Tompkins? I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to...
name that movie in 4 names.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you lose today, I've arranged to have Daniel Day-Lewis yell in your face.
If he's willing to make the trip, I'm willing to take it.
He's going
to
act up in your grill.
Sure.
All right, so how many did you say?
I said 4 names.
4 names. All right, we go back to Sean.
Go ahead. Name it.
He says name it.
Give me those names, Doug.
You get 4 names. And they are Jason Hervey, Edie McClurg, Kurt Vonnegut Jr.
Shit.
And Robert Picardo.
Money in the Bank right
those
there.
Those are your 4 names.
I'm going to say that movie is Back to School.
That is correct.
Wow.
A great movie if you want to learn how to sell widgets.
He has a long conversation about widgets in that movie. All right, so Paul F. Tompkins gets the point. And that means now we start with Kurt Metzger, and we go in the opposite direction towards Eugene. You get to pick a category, Kurt.
What can I pick from now?
I'll give you the options. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, buddy.
A lot of contestants just sit there and wait for me to do it. But
a lot of people leave it up to chance.
Yeah. Maybe Doug will just move on to something else.
Family.
The three categories for you are at the Bobby Lester suggested faux real, which is spelled F-A-U-X, real.
And, I get it.
Right. Yeah. And it's movies based on true incidents of some sort, like United 93.
Okay.
Would be an example. And then,
right. Or Roger Rabbit.
There are such things as rabbits.
Exactly.
It's funny that three shows, of all the movies, three shows here at Bumbershoot, and Roger Rabbit's come up twice now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Or not interesting. Go ahead and slap that guy. He must have fell asleep.
Just put him down immediately.
We're here in Seattle, so somebody suggested Starbucks, so that's movies with either Star or Buck in the title. And then here's a fun category called Hold Me, and that's movies with a hostage situation in the movie.
Man.
And that was... We played this one in at Helium in Philly last week, and it was a lot of fun. So which category would you like, Kurt, of those ones?
Oh, my God. Well, Hold Me sounds good, but I might know more about Star or Buck movies.
They're not movies about a star or a buck. They're movies
well,
with the
assuming
word star
the questions
or a buck
are either
the
about Star Wars or Uncle Buck, I'll have it. Yeah, that's the two movies I know.
All right, let me give you another category.
It's good that I checked.
All right, which one do you want?
I'll do Star Buck.
Okay. This is a movie that's not Star Wars or Uncle Buck.
I it's all right.
It's good. Start the narrowing down process.
Is that in Leonard's review?
Yes. He compares everything to Star Wars and Uncle Buck.
Which he considers equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything you see, they're trying to be better or worse than those two. And 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has Star or Buck in the title. He calls it the straightforward telling of a lurid tale. And he also says that it was the final film of the person who directed it. From 1983, 1.5 stars has Star or Buck in the title. And there are 12 names? Yeah, 12 names. How many think you can get it in, Kurt?
Give me... I think I already know it, but give me... It's lurid, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, I did.
Work.
Just making sure.
So it's give definitely... It's not Star Wars, but it might be Uncle Buck.
Yeah, I remember that when he dances with Roseanne's sister and it gets dirty?
Like, that's really creepy, that scene.
And then Macaulay Culkin has to see that? It's, give me 5 names, but I think I know it already. I think I
do, honestly. That's a really weird strategy, but thank you for playing.
Trying to get in my head, is that what you're doing?
Yeah. What are you trying to do to these guys? Eugene?
I think I could just name it, honestly.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, then you could say 0 names if you want.
But I want to, just in case,
say 2 names.
Get something out of it. 5's a good number.
Okay, he says 5.
Listen, this is for Emily, and she's fucking dope, dude. I'm not letting her down.
You are letting her down by saying 5.
That's exactly what
am I?
Yeah, you should just win this thing if you know it.
Emily,
I'd be cautious, Kurt.
Emily, what do you say? I know you want that salsa. You told me that.
Salsa. Hey, Emily, I know you want that salsa.
You want hey.
Wait, is the cake boss here?
Look, cake boss is way louder than that.
The what boss?
All right.
5. Give me 5.
He says 5. What? Eugene, how many do you? What's your bid?
I don't know. So Stargate was like fine. I do it in. If I say 6, then I don't have a chance.
You can't,
because you can't do that.
So I guess
that you're really eliminating.
You can't
yourself.
Go up.
You can't go up.
If I go up, then it's like, he doesn't get it. That's what people out there will say. So I'll say I'll do it in 4.
Yeah, 4. Okay, Sean.
3.
All right, Paul.
I can name that movie in -2 names.
Fuck. Yeah, see, that's what you did to yourself, Kurt.
I don't know. I'm just gonna say the name of it.
No, don't.
No,
don't
no.
say anything.
Just gonna say it.
That's
don't
the
say
worst
anything.
Way to play the game.
That's the biggest win of
don't
all.
Don't say anything.
You're blowing it. You're blowing it.
Don't ruin it.
I didn't know you could do negative integers to be your
answer. You can't, but you can certainly
we'll
have
talk
said
you through
two.
It. We'll walk you through it.
All right.
Now, you can say negative three names, and that's where you have to name the movie, and you also have to name the top three listed players in the movie.
Oh, I think I can't name the dude.
In the right
I can name the actress
order.
In it, I think.
Well, that's not going to be enough, probably, so you might have to... You might have to just go ahead and let Paul...
Fuck!
Just that Paul whole zero already, name thing.
You already
a
have
better.
A point? He already
yes.
has a point.
Paul already has a point, so he's going to take this whole thing down because of your horrible strategy.
I know. My strategy. That's why we can't be friends, because my strategies suck.
I really only hang out with the most strategic of individuals.
I know. You think I didn't gather that with Paul's History Channel fucking narrator bow tie? I know.
You must have loved George Peppard. George...
Shit, I can't believe you said negative two.
We know the
negative
thing
three.
Below it.
I'm Jeez. Changing my answer to negative three. That's a good point. Thank you.
You're going negative three?
Are you really?
Three.
All right, say negative three. So now, Eugene, you have to either say name it or go negative more.
Wait, how am I going to name
don't
less
don't ever
than the
plan and fight a war for this country.
I definitely
you would
can't
have to
do
name,
the...
It's not that you name less than the amount. It's that you would have to name the first three billed actors
right.
from first to third.
Here's an example.
In the correct order.
Say it was Stargate, which it's not, then you'd be like Kurt Russell or whoever, right. and then you'd be like, fuck, I forget everyone else.
James Spader.
I go James Spader next, probably.
James Spader.
James Spader.
Maybe Jay Davidson, Academy Award winner.
Crying
oh, yeah, she was in Stargate.
And that's you could weird. Say maybe the God Ra. You could throw Ra in. Because they used
the
real
the
sun
was in Stargate.
Of course.
There was a big pyramid thing in Stargate, so you can say that. All right, so what are you going to do, Eugene? Do you want to say name that movie, or you're going to...
No, I don't know it. I couldn't even name the movie
right.
I knew.
All right, so it's name that movie for Kurt?
I believe the movie is called Star 83 or Star 84.
two different movies.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Don't fuck it up. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's called Star 80.
Oh shit, Star 80.
Yeah,
nice.
yeah. So
can you do? Thanks for playing.
The stars are Mariel Hemingway's sister that died or something.
Oh my god.
And a guy with a thin mustache. A guy with
yes,
a very
you're right
thin
so
mustache.
Far. You're right so far.
Wow.
And,
you're like one guy with a ding dong, two ladies with some knockers, and I
who
think
played,
a
registered voter is in it.
And,
I think someone
oh,
with a
camera.
Legume allergy.
Dude, the camera is like almost a character in that movie.
Guy allergic to shrimp, right? A little Mexican guy with the arm that's 10 feet long.
Was I close to even right?
I think a former baby made an appearance.
Not me.
Yes, some of the people in that movie, I think they were grown-ups.
Why am I right?
A lot of hair in that movie, hair on people.
Those
weird.
People.
It was, of course, Star 80, so you lost right there, so the rest of it didn't really matter, but it was still fun to watch you work your way through it. Actual Mariel Hemingway, not her dead sister.
It was close.
And then his thin mustache, was that supposed to be Eric Roberts?
Yes,
so.
Eric Roberts stole his thin mustache.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah,
then
he had that thin ass mustache, dude.
And then your third build, like, yeah,
the
that
camera.
Would have been really hard to come up with.
He would look at her through the camera and get it, you know, and stalk her.
Now you're
you
thinking
that movie?
Paul, did you
now
know
you're
that?
Thinking of autofocus, I think.
Paul,
no,
would you have
80.
Named those two people and the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have done that, but the third name is hard.
It really would have ended up
it's Cliff Robertson was the third name.
Oh my God.
And I was going to say Spider-Man's grandpa was the third one.
But here's a weird one, though, is that Keenan Ivory Wayans is in Star 80.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he played in that.
He was
the scene where they're watching My Wife and Kids.
It was Damon
Wait,
Wayans.
Damon Wayans, dude. Oh, right. And also, it took place in 1980.
There's also that.
So that made it hard to watch that sitcom that came out. Okay. That was fun. Good work, Kurt.
You totally got salsa.
Yeah, Eugene Merman has a point.
What?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Oh my
god!
Yeah.
In the movie. And
in the running.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, weird. I was
tied with Paul, who knows movies. F. Tompkins.
Yeah. Paul has one.
Ah.
All right, so we're going to start this time with Sean and then come around this way to Paul. Sean gets to pick a category. Would you like decapitations? That's movies where someone gets decapitated.
Right.
Amy Fisher, that's the films of either Isla Fisher or Amy Adams.
Okay.
You think it's Isla, Paul, or Ela?
I thought it was Ela.
I think it's okay. Isla. I was going to bring that up to you because he said Isla the other night.
Do you, oh, and it... Isla is another way to go.
Or I think it's Isla.
Is it Peninsula or Islip? And then summer blockbusters would be your third category, Sean Jordan.
I'll do the Miss Fisher and Amy Adams
okay.
category.
I like the way you avoided saying her.
Very first respectful to one.
Hey, quick question. Who are those two people? I mean, I'm sure I'll nail this.
One's an Academy Award nominee, and the other one makes love to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sweet
one,
love.
I knew it!
The one Amy Fisher...
All right, Amy I cannot Adams say anymore. In... We cannot say anymore because it'll give it away.
Oh, okay.
We can't name the movies she's in?
Yeah.
Weird.
You know, she's that one from... And then
she's
list
in a type
everything.
Of movie a lot.
All right. Okay.
I know who she is, and it's my turn, so...
Yeah. Laying it down. He's laying it down Portland style. It means he's going to ride off on a bike.
If we weren't in Seattle.
No. Not before he makes a sign asking for free weed. Zing, Portland. Okay.
Leonard gives this movie that features one of those two actresses 3 stars. It's from 2005. And he says about it that comic complications ensue. And he also says that many of them are predictable and that the movie is also available in a longer unrated version. Whoa. And 3 stars, 2005, and there are 13 names in this movie that has either Miss Fisher or Miss Adams in it. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sean?
The year is kind of messing with me. I don't want to look stupid. So I'm going to say -1.
Whoa.
But I could look really dumb when I say this.
Now we come to Paul F. Tompkins.
I want to see how dumb you will or will not look. Name that movie.
All right. So this Paul will win if you fail to do this. You have to name the movie and then the top billed performer.
Is it Talladega Nights?
Oh.
That is incorrect.
That's not the movie. I know the movie.
But who was the top billed actor?
Will Ferrell, in that movie?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell would be, I would
say. Yeah.
I can -1 that right now if you do.
You could have, but that doesn't...
But I
just
blew
let
it.
Me.
Doesn't really mean anything, but...
Was there at least some ahead. People out there that thought I was right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's...
It what? Means nothing.
What is it?
Andy Samberg, isn't it? this is an Elsa Fisher movie.
Thanks for taking the heat off me right there. That was nice.
The movies, the people in the audience are all yelling at the movies, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
And, Owen Wilson, of course, would be the top billed person.
Out of curiosity, what year was Talladega Nights? Does anybody know right offhand?
That came out in 1527, about 200 years before the formation of America.
Talladega Nights was probably a couple years later than that, right?
Yeah.
06, 1 year later?
Ah.
What? It's, you know, it switches around, and sometimes I screw it up, but...
It's weird that a guy who's high messed up the order.
It goes a different way each time. We'll switch it around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to take that for an answer? That's not how you feel it should have happened?
Paul's point should be given to me then.
What?
What?
Well, no, Eugene just made... Eugene just made Kurt name the movie.
Right. So then it goes the other way.
No. It goes the other way.
Yeah.
You know there's nobody left over there after... It goes to Sean.
You know what? Let's all figure the rules out, guys. Because that's the funnest thing to watch.
I'm so glad we had this chance to rehearse in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Let's bring in the real crowd.
We're getting the kicks out like they did
once?
With Spider-Man the musical. What?
Do I get to pick once? Do you get to go like,
here's... No, that's it. Paul just won
over.
The whole game in a very anticlimactic...
Oh, because he got 2 points?
Yeah. As always when I win.
If we didn't get such a vicious argument about it.
It's an afterthought when Paul
wins. You guys can
wins.
Clap for him.
It's
2 games like
I won in this one
Paul.
Show.
Paul, fuck yourself.
You played a fine game.
Why don't you all get in a go fuck yourself circle?
No, don't listen to them, Paul. You played a fine game.
All right, so who did you win for, Paul?
I won, you know what? I allegedly was playing for Luke.
the slapper. But I want all of the winnings to go to the slapped. This gentleman right here. And guess what? I don't care if you like any of this shit or not. I want you to throw it in a fucking bonfire while he watches. He gets nothing. He slapped you in the face while you were asleep.
Wow.
That's not how we treat people. No. We're trying to have a society.
They get along.
Sweet justice. Oh.
Yeah, there's a woot monkey. So next time he falls asleep, take this woot monkey and shoot it into his face really hard. It happened to me once. It hurts. It really hurts. It really does. All right, so yeah, so do you want to come up here and get your big thing of salsa?
Yeah.
Oh, now you don't give a fuck?
He doesn't even want
give him a
stuff.
Hand, ladies and gentlemen. That's, of course here he doesn't. Go. Who would?
There's that.
Yeah, it's heavy. And there's your bag. Enjoy carrying that salsa around all night.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You're
going
to get some pussy.
You know what you should do? You should bring that to the... They have a... State Farm has a bag check here. And you should just take that and say, could you hold on to this to me while I go see Hall & Oates? How many ounces of salsa can you take on a plane now?
In a suitcase, a lot.
As long as there's no snakes in it, you're fine, I think. Yeah. It's just got to be snake-free.
You know you're allowed to put live bats in a suitcase and just go through carry-on as long as it's small?
Where's Zach at? He already wrote it down.
Yeah, and he put the don't read this thing, which a lot of fucking people should do.
And then there's no shithead on the back of the London poster, is there? There is?
What?
Oh, perfect.
What is there?
Don't worry about it. And what about Emily's joint? Does that have a shithead on it somewhere? No? So where's Emily at? Oh, that's you? Okay. Sean, what do you got to plug? What's coming up for you?
Well, I'll be at Curious Comedy Theater in Portland on September 24th. And the Brody Theater in Portland, one of those Fridays, I think September 21st, perhaps, if that's
a Friday.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Yeah, so.
Eugene, what's going on with you?
I have a dumb fake comedy festival in Brooklyn in 2 weeks.
Woo! That's what it's called, the dumb fake comedy festival?
No, it's called the Eugene Mervin Comedy Festival. We'll have a petting zoo come on by. And an awkward party bus.
Kurt Metzger, what do you got, my friend? Kurt Metzger,
A CD called Kurt Metzger Talks to Young People About Sex that you can download, and I gotta go right on the roast after this for Charlie Sheen.
Oh, you're gonna write some of the mean things they say to him?
Yeah.
Alright, here, I got one for you. You're a piece of shit.
Hey.
No, not you, Charlie Sheen.
You said you can't say
that's
that.
The one that's thing one you can't say.
Oh, yeah, stay away from that.
You gotta stay away from
nobody
that.
You're not allowed to call
shit.
Mr. Sheen a piece of shit.
You know, in some countries, he would be like the leader of the country. That's how you're lucky to be in America.
Guys got balls.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. He's like a funny Gaddafi.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Gaddafi was a funny Gaddafi.
Gaddafi's got to talk
Gaddafi
about,
had an opening act, that's what... Because Charlie Sheen went out on tour and... Okay, so Paul...
Pod F Tomcast coming back very soon.
Thank now you that's very much. More like it. That's the kind of applause you should give at everything he brings up.
Two things in Los Angeles, September 17th, the Paul F. Tompkins Show at Largo at the Coronet with Chris Hardwick and musical guest Ted Leo. And October 7th in Glendale, California, the Alex Theater, I will be taping a one-hour special for Comedy Central. Tickets are free. You can find all the information on paulftompkins.com. It's all very exciting for me.
Nice plugging.
And my life.
Nice plugging.
I am great.
And like I said before, I'll be with Sean Jordan at the Orpheum Theater at Sioux Falls on September 9th, and then September 10th. Oh, no. Yeah, you'll be there. And then September 10th, Sean will not be with me at the Rialto Theater in Tucson, and then I'll be back here in Seattle at the Neptune Theater on October 28th. Yeah.
That's my birthday.
And don't forget to come to my festival's caviar eating contest. A thing we're really doing.
All of my dates are on douglasmovies.com. One more time for all of my guests, Sean Jordan, Eugene Mervin, Kurt Metzger, and Paul F. Tompkins. Kurt, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm trying to wrap up the show. I'm gonna get a picture of all you guys together, if you don't mind.
I don't mind, but I want them to watch. Don't leave.
As always, Mark Driscoll is a shithead. Jared Leto is a shithead. And our good friend Elliot the Baby is a shithead. I have no idea why the end theme isn't playing, but that's...
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for